VolitionRx, a multinational epigenetics company revolutionizing cancer diagnosis with the development of simple, easy-to-use, cost-effective blood tests involving a range of cancers and other diseases. Volition's clinical trials in human health have shown promising results in detecting several cancer types, including colorectal, lung, and a variety of bloodborne cancers. VolitionRx. Web address, volition.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
This is the New World Report at CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College. I read from the news report these last hours from Ecuador. Ecuadorian President Guillermo Lasso declared a state of emergency in these last days in three of the country's 24 provinces in response to increasing violence and crime perpetrated by drug trafficking gangs. During the 60-day state of emergency, 4,000 police, 5,000 members of the armed forces will be deployed in the provinces of Guayas, Manabí, and Esmeraldas. It goes on to say there will be curfews, there will be patrolling. Professor, this strikes me as unusual. Professor, President Lasso is out of step with the left-of-center elections. We've documented this last year. This looks like he's opposing narco-terrorism, but I've learned that narco-terrorism can be linked to political movements. Is Lasso under threat from the gangs?
What's happening in Ecuador is a bit of a shock and tragedies for those of us who know and really love and embrace the country. First of all, as you alluded to, within the broader Latin American turn to the left, especially the populist left, it is one of a very small number of countries which have not made that turn, of which you have tiny Uruguay in the southeast, you have Paraguay in the center, and you have Ecuador. And actually, if you remember, just about a year ago was the Ecuadorian people who faced with the return of the representative of populist Rafael Correa in the form of Andrés Arauz, chose to rally behind Lasso to keep that from happening. But Ecuador has traditionally been probably one of the best institutionalized, most democratic, one of the countries with the best, the strongest spirit of civic democracy, even in the early Ecuador, even in the early days of the rise of Rafael Correa. Indeed, it's a place where, because of its relatively low levels of violence, many U.S. retirees have gone to retire to some beautiful country. But Ecuador also finds itself right between two of the biggest cocaine source zone countries in the region, Colombia to its north and Peru to its south. And so it was almost inevitable that Ecuador, with its tiny security forces, eventually the Mexican cartels and the Colombian groups, especially groups like the Caporapos, which were a fringe of the Gulf cartel, et cetera, would begin to impose themselves in that space. And so it began to happen actually under Lenin Moreno, the previous president. Matter of fact, one of the reasons why they got rid of the kind of the left of center minister of defense, Patricio Zambrano, and brought in the much more competent and experienced Osvaldo Jarrín, was because of the need to actually get somebody who knew that they were doing in front of this. And so, currently what you have is an extension of the same thing. The fights in Ecuador in prisons, where you've had 350 people killed in the first couple months of the year, the explosion of violence. You've had over 1,100 killings. The death rate is 14 per 100,000, which is literally double what it was just about 2 years ago. So it's somewhat inevitable. But for, again, Ecuador, which is used to peace and democracy and complaining about those Colombians that are mucking up things, it's really a tragedy. And so it's a tragedy that that I think Lasso is scrambling to fix. He's scrambling to fix with a state of emergency in Guayas province and Esmeraldas in the north, which borders Colombia, in Manabí province, again, which is on the Pacific, where you've historically had a lot of problems. They're bringing in the military in certain places like Guayaquil. But it's a real bit of a shock and something that the Ecuadorians are trying to get on top of right now, and important for the Lasso government, because, again, one of the right of center governments, one of the really committed democratic governments in the hemisphere, with a strategic interest that we have in seeing that government succeed.
The narco-terrorism gangs in Venezuela, they're linked directly with the government, directly to Maduro, directly to undermining the region. I know this from explanations I've been given about Colombia's trouble the last years. Does it suit Venezuela to undermine the government in Ecuador? I'm looking for bad actors from the outside.
Bad actors are certainly there. Venezuela, first under Hugo Chavez and continuing under Nicolas Maduro, has often sought to work through both discontented protesters, weaponizing some of those social movements, as well as through subversives in the region to create problems, as well as working through others in Colombia. So going all the way back to, for example, 2008, you found that FARC guerrilla leader Rafael Reyes, who was actually killed on the Ecuadorian side of the border, in his computer, it turned out that people like Hugo Chavez were actively helping him, and he was actively working with Rafael Correa, the then populist president of Ecuador. So there's long proof, really, of intermission. Indeed, in the October 2019 protests that almost brought down the government of Lenin Moreno right before COVID kicked in, you had a similar thing where, again, there was a major protest in one of the Ecuadorian oil fields, almost trying to shut down the Sodi pipeline. You had protests that tried to cut off the Ecuadorian government buildings in Quito. And again, there was strong evidence that there was planning in terms of how they moved, taking out of cell phone towers, some very deliberate weaponized actions that, seemed to be much more than just social content. It seemed to be, the Correistas with the Venezuelans behind them trying to, bring down the government. So there certainly is that current of those who want to destabilize Ecuadorian democracy, to turn it into something that approximates what you find in Venezuela or elsewhere. That continues to be a threat for Ecuador that it continues to push back against.
And President Lasso would at this point seem to be outnumbered. Is he? Does he get assistance from the rest of Latin America helping him, understanding what he's up against?
The United States has been, both under the Lenin Moreno government and the Lasso government, a very strong partner, especially trying to provide economic opportunities and others to try to wean Ecuador away from China and also to help its security forces. Indeed, there was a security increased a collaboration agreement signed between the Lasso government not too long ago and the Ecuadorian government. Ecuador clearly has a lot of needs in all of the security sector, and Ecuador does continue to cooperate closely in economic terms with the rest of the region. But Ecuador is both a part of the region, but in many ways it's a very difficult fight that it has to carry in part on its own.
Evan Ellis, I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.